Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on The Mix. You're listening to CBiz Media. Hello, everyone. Welcome again to CBiz Media. We're talking faith, love, and trends. And this time we are talking about Love on the Spectrum on Netflix. Hi, girls. How are you?
Hi.
Awesome.
Great. So we're talking about the show. This is a reality show based on people that are on the autism spectrum, and they're trying to find love. Everybody needs love, so I think it's a great way to learn about people that may be different than you, and also see how we're a lot alike as well. And we all need love. We all want love, right?
Yay!
So what are you guys' impressions of the show?
Well, I like the show, and of course I love my girl. So we can open it up.
So what do you think about just the process of finding love, being different for people that have autism? What has it been like to watch the show?
Good, I like it.
All right, thanks, Miss C. Now, what about you, other C? Or you can tell me what you want me to call you.
Yeah, one thing about the show is it's pretty good and I like it. And I've witnessed some of people tell me that they feel like it was more exploitative to them.
Okay, why would they think that?
Well, because you're recording somebody going through a disability, and for some people they might just see it as taking advantage of people, even though like certain things they go through, and how people might say something like, oh, so-and-so, what they're going through can be like something like puzzling, which people in the autism community don't like the word puzzling, or some people don't even like the word special or confusing. So we try not to say those words. And that's pretty much kind of what the big deal is.
But specifically with the show, you're basically... But why is it exploitive, specifically this show, Love on the Spectrum?
Well, because a lot of people with autism have a hard time communicating, like, their thought process and emotions. And like, some of them on there is, like, telling them what they need and have to do. And people don't want to always fit in with autism. They just want to be themselves and respect themselves as who they are, rather than just fit into what society deems appropriate and understandable to them.
And tell everybody who you are.
I'm Sylvia, and I have autism. I'm 21, but you guys can also call me Kaj. That's my new name, K-A-E-J.
Is that your new socials name?
Yeah, on a lot of stuff, because I stopped playing a certain game. That's why I changed my name around, because I was getting tired of that old name I had.
So thank you for telling us your perspective, both of you ladies, on the show, Love on the Spectrum. And I'm going to talk more and share more of my thoughts after this. Thanks, girls.
Yay! Thank you.
Hi. Looking for affordable, inspirational gifts? Check out our store at cbiztvmedia.com. That's cbiztvmedia.com, and click on our store. Or you can email us at cbiztv@yahoo.com and we'll send you that link. Thank you. Prayers Up Club. Let's touch and agree together. Anytime. cbiztvmedia.com. That's cbiztvmedia.com. And click the Prayers Up Club. So you heard it from Kaj, one of our guests, to just briefly tell her thoughts on the show, that it can appear to be exploitive. And I honestly can say there's a lot of other content, and either in the world of love and dating, some of that content also can seem exploitive. But these people willingly sign up to be a part of these programs. Someone on the spectrum, they may be willing to sign up. Do they realize the ramifications? I'm not sure. Most of them, I'm sure, have caregivers or parents that are also helping them with that decision. So again, if you're going to be under a microscope, if you're on any type of reality programming, even if you are someone with autism. And I also think, you know, why should people with autism be left out of the conversation of love? Why should they be left out of the whole reality show? As long as they're being compensated or whatever is normally received by people that are in these programs, sometimes it could be for fame, sometimes it could be for publicity, to get their name out there for some reason, or they just want to tell their story, or there may be money involved. I don't know, but I feel like people with autism shouldn't be left out of this arena of reality shows and dating, especially if their caregivers and themselves, they both agree that they would like to be on the program. And, you know, depending on, I'm not well versed with autism and all of the wording and the different spectrums and levels of autism, but some people with autism may not have caregivers. So, I mean, everyone's on a different path and they're different in the way that their lifestyle is. And then I feel like we all are on some level in some way. We have different paths. We have different ways of life. And so do people with autism as well. So why can't they be a part of the conversation when it comes to love and relationships and dating? And to see the different scenarios and the different struggles that they have. And I feel like it can also be a learning experience and a way to connect with people that are different than you. So I don't see it as a negative thing. I don't see it as a bad thing. In a way, I see it as a beautiful thing. But I feel like a lot of reality shows have that element of exploitation, because you're putting under that microscope, there are people that are in different scenarios that may not be in the best situations, but they sign up to be on these shows, and it can be exploitive. Their situations may be different. Their situations, they may be living their best life. They may be, this might be one of the best times of their life. So I could never fully judge. No one can fully judge their situation. And I say if they want to be on the show, and if, again, if they do have a caregiver, that they also feel that it's okay for them to be on the show. Maybe if they have a specialist in autism that they see, you know, get their opinion as well. Okay, is this good for you, or okay for you to be on the show? Will this be good for you? If all of these people are okay with it, and they're okay with it, first of all, then I say I thank them for sharing that experience with us and just showing us a different side and showing us a lot of similarities when it comes to love and dating. We all have our struggles. Their struggles may be a little bit different, but, you know, I can relate and connect to some of their stories, just like I do when I talk about 90 Day Fiancé and some of the other love and dating reality shows. You know, I can feel a connection. I see a connection there, and it's no difference to me as far as there's a connection. And love is love. And I haven't seen the whole series, but I've seen a large portion of season one. And, you know, one of the worries is, am I going to be alone forever because of this being having autism and being in that situation? Am I going to be alone? Am I going to be able to marry? Am I going to be able to have that person? Some may want family, some may not, but, you know, it's a worry and a question for a lot of people. Am I gonna be alone for whatever reason, for whatever scenario? Because the dating world is not very forgiving. Another thing I noticed on the show is that for most part of the people with autism are paired up with another person with autism. But I did see some couples that were different. I do see them going on
of speed dating. So in that scenario, you can meet just about anyone. They also had autism dating coach there to kind of show them how to act and react on dates. And honestly, I think we all could possibly use a dating coach when it comes to dating. I think that would be a great idea, especially for some people that may have not been dating for some time. They may be divorced and just trying to get back into dating, and they may be nervous. Things may look different for them at this time. For people that are not very good at dating, as far as they don't get second or third dates, they end up they don't know how to treat their partners, that may even take some therapy lessons that they may need. But like, people that don't know how to function in a relationship or a dating relationship, that don't have levels of respect in a dating relationship, not just the physical etiquette, not just the conversation on a first date, but you go even deeper. And I know some dating coaches do that. They just get really deep into, how can I date better? How can I sustain relationships better when it comes to the area of love? So there was a young lady there that she was very particular about what she wanted. There was a young lady that was, you know, had a hard time with people accepting her having autism. And she even referenced that she was dating a blind guy that said he couldn't handle her choices and the way she wants to live her life because she has autism. So just different things of being, you know, rejected and why, and sometimes things that don't connect or make sense to me. I was watching someone that had a disability talk on someone's YouTube channel, and he was saying he doesn't want anyone that's going through the same disability as himself. And I was just a little bit surprised of that scenario, that how sometimes people, it appears, to even reject their own. And it was a gentleman on there, and I'm gonna put a link in the description so you guys can see more about the cast and the names of the people involved in this show, that we get to watch their lives, and I appreciate them allowing us in. But he said that he didn't say that he didn't want someone with autism, but he said he wanted someone that was Caucasian, and he's Indian. So just to see the different dating preferences of people, you know, it's actually not that different, and people do have some preferences that, to me, I feel a little quirky or a little out of the ordinary, a little bit specific. Well, most of us are like, generally, I just want them to be a good person and at least and be attracted to them. They don't have to be, you know, in this specific package. I know some people have types, and that's the thing, you know, and I'm not mad at them as long as they are upfront with that situation. And because I've been in scenarios where people talk to you, get with you, then they try to change you. If I'm not your type from the beginning, just let me know. We can end things, or we could just be friends and do that, because I don't want to walk into something where somebody's going to come in and try to change me and my life and my lifestyle and the way I look and the way I dress. So there's all different types of issues that we deal with when it comes to dating, and people with autism, they have different issues that they deal with as well. I can relate, I can connect. I just wanted to say I enjoyed this show. I may even talk about it some more in the future, but we're always talking about love, faith, and trends, and whatever way and angle that we look at it. I think it's a beautiful thing when it comes to love, trying to find love, trying to find the person that God has for you. It's a struggle, it's a challenge for all of us, and it's good to know that, hey, you're not alone. We're all kind of going through that struggle, and hopefully we get to what God has for us at the end of the day. All the best. God bless. I wish all the couples the best as they look for love on Love on the Spectrum. Check it out on Netflix. And if you have any thoughts, comments, questions, connect with us anytime. Email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. Again, faith, love, and trends. This is Irene. All the best. God bless.